This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. It's been a rocky recovery for the housing industry, but things are finally looking up. Even though prices are high, that means fewer people are stuck in homes that are underwater and sales are improving. And a key group of home buyers is finally getting in the mix. Young people who so far haven't been that interested in owning a house. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
I'm visiting Haley Johansson and Marcus Keenlin at their new home, the first they've ever owned, in suburban Portland.
Hello.
You must be Haley.
I'm Mitchell.
Hi.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
The couple are in their mid-20s and about to get married, so their hands are full and wallets kind of empty.
This is the living room slash eventual dining room when we can afford a dining room table.
They paid $325,000 for this three-bedroom, two-bath ranch house. Pretty affordable since they're both engineers and a pretty good price in Portland where the market's heating up.
We watched a lot of House Hunters.
You wanted to be on House Hunters.
Yeah, we did.
This is the closest you get. It's public radio.
Yeah, just kind of decided that we really wanted a place of our own and didn't want to keep paying rent. We actually wanted to be putting it into something and make it our own.
We really wanted some land and privacy and get a dog and have outdoor barbecues and hang out.
This American dream, though, has been out of reach for many under 35s since the recession. Their home ownership rate has fallen from 43 to 35%. Now, it's not like they don't want to buy. Fannie Mae recently surveyed young renters and found the vast majority do plan to own eventually. But they face a host of hurdles, strict credit standards and high student debt, which combined with rising rents makes it harder to save for a down payment. For some, there are programs to help. Beth Ann Coldiron is a journalist. Her husband is in the Air Force, which gave them access to a VA loan.
One of the benefits of a VA loan is that you don't have to have a down payment. It would have been pretty hard just because of neither of us make a ton of money.
The Coldirons are buying a two-bedroom house outside San Antonio for $125,000. Economists predict more first-time homebuyers like the Coldirons will soon jump in. The economy's improving, the birth rate is rising, and more young people are finally moving out on their own. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.